everyone, and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio and live here with Coaching with Carrie. Thanks so much for joining in again. It's Friday already once again, and I'm very thankful for all of you joining in every Friday here at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time to join me for 15, 20, 25 minutes to talk about different topics that pertain to your business growth, your mindset, your balance. I'm very passionate about working with and helping small business owners, mid-sized business owners, real estate business owners, and business owners in any industry, really, to be successful and to succeed through other people. It is a passion of mine, and I'm very grateful that you all are listening. And remember, if you don't listen into these live or you haven't been able to catch the other sessions live, they're all saved right on my Coaching with Carrie page on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to these recordings anytime that you'd like when it's convenient for you, of course, at no cost. And so we're going through a series that's called Leading and Motivating Your Team to Success right now. We're already in part six, so if you missed 1 through 5 or any parts of 1 through 5, I highly encourage you to go back and listen to them. This series, these particular sessions are even shorter. They're probably closer to 15 minutes each, but I'm breaking them down into really specific topic so that you can just take one topic at a time and just go implement them and have these be simple and not overwhelming for you, because when you do make these strides little by little, it's going to make a big impact in your leadership and motivating your people and making sure that you've got the right people in place in your business for 2017 to be able to achieve all the goals that you have in front of you. And we are almost already at 2017, which is quite amazing. We're already in the middle of November. So today we're talking about, and we've moved into the power tools and techniques for your motivation toolbox, right? There are 5 tools and techniques that you can utilize to tap into your team members' internal triggers, which is really important as a leader to be able to do for the success of the entire team or business, and of course the individual success, which is ultimately what we're looking for, because we know that we are absolutely going to succeed at a high level if the people that work with us do. It's called succeeding through others at the highest level. When that happens, you will have an unstoppable business, truly. But there's a lot of things that have to come into play in terms of your leadership and to understand who you're working with and to be able to, of course, find talent, make sure you've got the right people on the right seats of your bus, making sure that you're leading them correctly, and then, of course, motivating them. So there's a lot of things that go into that. It's not as easy as it sounds, yet it's simple. So here today, I want to help you master these tools and techniques so that you'll be well-equipped to understand what drives your team members and how to align these motivations to high achievement, succeed through them, help them be the most successful they can be. The first one is getting the book, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Getting the book is an essential technique in basically determining the words, the phrases, and the concepts that each of your team members respond to at an unconscious level, so that in your communication with them, you're constantly helping to keep them motivated. It's a special technique that's going to basically uncover your team members' values and motivational criteria. It's an honest and personal conversation, and it's going to resonate with both you and your team member. That's the goal of it. You're going to get to know who your team member is at a deep level, and your team member will feel that this truly matters to you, which is really important because at the end of the day, the relationship you have with those that work with you is highly important to you leading them successfully and motivating them. And so by getting your team member's quote-unquote book, you'll know which words and phrases to use when you're coaching or consulting with them, and they're going to respond positively to these things at an unconscious level. So they're going to be motivated with you by you without even really knowing that they are, okay? So there are different types of books you can get on your own, on your team member. The first one is about career future. But however, as the relationship develops between you and them, you can also get your team member's book on their future in general, right? Their personal life, their business life, their financial life, and their relationships. So it's important to initiate this process after your team member has been hired and after the role playing has kind of broken down. You want this conversation to be real, meaningful, and actually as kind of an event. The reality is that you're going to want to, you know, tell them that it's going to be a meeting. You really want to get to know them a little bit more. You want to know how you can succeed through them, how you can work with them, how you can help them reach their fullest potential. And it's really going to be about you learning about them and so that you can be here to support them and help them in every way possible. I'll tell you that when you do that, they're going to be very positively responding to that, because most people don't really initiate this kind of conversation with people that they work with or that work for them. And by doing it, it's going to be an amazing opportunity for you to build some deep trust and some really fast rapport, and then move into a deep relationship with them. And when I say deep relationship, I mean from a professional perspective. But there has to be both care and candor in a professional relationship when you're coaching and working with somebody to help them be the best that they can be. If you have only one or the other, it is not going to be successful. So you do have to let them know that you do truly care about them as a person. You know enough about them and their motivations and their hopes and their dreams and their situations, what they want for their future, what happened in their past, to a degree, so that you can have a good relationship with them and you can have that care part while you're, of course, having candor as you are working through your coaching with them, and having to hold them accountable and the things that you need to do as a leader with those that you work with. So the introduction, so I'm going to kind of walk through what this getting the book technique kind of looks like. Again, it's to uncover your team members' values and motivators and to strengthen your relationship with the team member. That's the whole target outcome of doing this, getting the book, okay? So when you start, the question or kind of how you want to start it is something like this. Let's find out what you're all about, what you're after, what's important to you about your career future. Let's list out 4 or 5 criteria. So maybe you'll be using like a flip chart or a flip board or a dry erase area, something that you can write on. Or if you're sitting across the table, just grab a piece of scratch paper out. And what you're going to want to do is write at the top, important about your career future, ? And then ask them to list 4 or 5 criteria and write them down in front of them. And in subsequent conversations, you may ask and write down what's important about your future, what's important about your personal life, business life, financial life, and relationships, right? So you can choose to do that all in this first getting the book, or we can just talk about the career at the beginning and then maybe later build on it from there. That's completely up to you. So when they determine the 4 and 5 criteria statements, I'd say something like, we could come up with a whole list of items, but typically we run into repeats after the first or 4 items. And so what you're going to do is you're going to say, what's the first thing? And then you write that first criteria on the flipboard using their exact words. Okay, this is important. Use their exact words. And then ask them what's the next thing and write each criteria on that piece of paper or flipboard or whatever the case may be, leaving spaces that will be filled in later. Underline the items in a marker of a different color so that they will, so they stand out. Okay. And you're going to keep doing that until you get your 4 or 5. So then you're going to read the first item back to the team member and say something like, let's step into the future and live it. What are some examples of this? So write your team member's demonstration, those answers, below their first criteria. So label these statements with a D and keep asking anything else. Keep pushing that team member to dig deeper and give meaningful answers. So then what you're going to want to do is to determine the impact statement or the statements for the first criteria. So let's say to them, we're talking about big stuff here. These are things that mean the most to you. How would this impact you? And you're going to write your team member's impact answer below the demonstration answer. So label the statement with an I. Okay? So then what you're going to do is you're going to complete the demonstration and impact statements for the rest of the criteria. So keep doing that, right? Keep moving through the rest of the criteria, writing down the statement, probing for demonstration, write the D, write them down, probe for impact statements, write the I, write them down, right? And then you're going to identify the motivators. So now what you say to them is, I know how to motivate myself. If I try to use my book on you, it won't work. We have to write everybody's custom book to find out what motivates them. And that's exactly what we've done here. Let's find out what motivates you. I'm going to circle the words that pop out to me as I read through your book. And so circle important words and read them out loud as you circle them. And you're going to see that there's a lot of those similar words that are going to be popping out, because they'll probably be using similar words throughout this process. Then you're going to focus on the motivators. So what you say to them is to say to your team member, now close your eyes and listen to your own words. And you read the circled words out loud to them while their eyes are closed. Identify that essential criteria. Say to them, okay, now pick the one item that is most important to you, the one item that will help you accomplish all the other items, and put a star by that item that the team member identifies. At the end, you're going to say, thank you. This has been a great experience. What do you think? And allow your team members time to comment. Then continue. I like to think of this as your first draft. You may want to keep thinking about this and refining it. This tends to stay with people for a long time. So what ends up happening, so that's just me kind of role-playing with you as if how I would, what I would say to people as I'm getting the book. But let's talk about what this all means and what the point of this is. So obviously in the introduction when you're saying, let's find out about you, what you're after, what's important to you about your career future, and let's list out four or five criteria. The reason we're doing that is because what's important to them about their career is going to be to a certain level, what motivates them, right? So some people might say that I have job satisfaction. I feel like I'm doing something to help others. I have room for growth and promotion, and some of them will say I need to make a certain amount of money, financial freedom. I want to move into a leadership position. I want to be able to have this career and at the same time have some flexibility in my schedule for my family. I mean, whatever motivates them is important. They're going to list in those first four to five criteria. And when we write these things down and we leave the spaces below them and then we ask them to step into the future and live it, what are some examples of this? They might say something like, well, on the financial one, if somebody said I really want to make some good money in this, in my career, what does that mean? Let's live it in the future. Well, I'm making $400,000 a year. Okay, perfect. What about the example of them saying they want to have a leadership opportunity? Well, I'd like to coach others. I'd like to grow my own team. I'd like to, whatever the case may be. Or if it's about job satisfaction, what does that mean? Let's live it. What does that look like in the future? I'm making enough money where I'm tying everything to charity, or I really want to be able to develop deep relationships with people and help them through a process and be able to, you know, remain in contact with them and help them again and get referrals from them and know that I've really helped guide them in a process. Okay, whatever those scenarios are, you're writing those things down as if they were happening, obviously living it in the future, the examples of that. Those are the demonstrations of their criteria. But the impact statements are really key. And I think when we say and we tell them, you know, we're talking about really big stuff here. These are things that mean the most to you in your career. And I'm in this, you know, I'm here to help you be as successful in your career. I want to do that. So share with me everything that you can share with me. How would this impact you if this happened? So let's go back to that answer that they made, that they wanted to make $400,000 a year. Okay, so we demonstrated that it is happening. They have achieved it. They are making $400,000 a year. Now the question is, how would this impact you when it happens, or how will it impact you when it happens? My life changes. I have no debt. I put my kids through college. I have less stress. You know, the list goes on and on, right? So write those things down and make sure that you are doing all of this in their exact words. Don't ad lib, don't change words, because the point of this is we are tapping into the words they use, not us replacing with other words. Words are very important. So now what's happening is you're going to find that they're going to use the same word over and over again, and you're going to want to circle those powerful and impactful words, and you'll notice there'll be multiple of them, but there'll be a lot of repeats. These are the words that motivate your team member. These are the words that you're going to want to remember to use with them as you're coaching them. These are also the things you're going to want to use to remind them of what's most important of that they're doing every single day, that they're on track to hit their goal of what that means for them. So you'll want to keep a copy of this and definitely give them a copy of it, because at the end of the day, these are things you can tie back to them when they need extra motivation, when you see them floundering a little bit or down in production, stressed out, frustrated. It's going to be what they need to tap into to bring more energy to their job every day or their career, and how you as their coach and their leader can do that. And so the point is that you tell them that these, you know, everybody's motivated differently. I'm going to circle the words that pop out to me, because these are clearly words that are motivating to you or that could motivate you in the future. When they close their eyes, I know that sounds weird, but honestly, if they can close their eyes and listen to the words that you say to them and then have them pick the one that pops out to them the most, That's the one item that's going to help them accomplish everything. That's the one thing that's the most important. That's the one thing you want to hit home to all the time. It's the one word you want to use a lot. And it's probably the one thing that they should be looking at every single day to help keep them motivated in their career. So they should put it as a screensaver. They should use it as a password. They should put it on their computer, right? What you focus on, it expands. Help them figure out what thing is for them, because that's going to help them be so successful. And then if you know it, you can keep them on track with it as well. This is really, really a very powerful technique, kind of hard to explain in a format like this, but I hope you get the idea of it. If you'd like me to get you the criteria for this or the outline for this so that you can read it yourself and you can have it as a guideline for doing this with your team members, I'm more than happy to give that to you. Remember, you can reach out to me anytime, and I'm happy to give you free resources. I'm happy to do any amount of coaching with you and help guide you through this process. There is no cost. I love to do it. I'm more than happy to. You just need to reach out to me at carrieh@kw.com. You can find me, of course, right here on Blog Talk Radio on Coaching with Carrie, and send me a message. You can tweet me, carrieh@kw. You can find me on my Coaching with Carrie page on Facebook, or even just my personal Carrie Heibel Facebook page. And just message me, send me an email, give me a call. Anything that you find that works best for you, I certainly will respond, and I'm here to help you with that or with any of these things as we move through this series or anything I've done in the past and in the future as well. So the last thing I want to talk about here quickly is that next session, which again is next Friday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to be talking about the second tool, the second power tool and technique in your toolbox for motivating the people that you work with and that report to you, that you lead, target planning. And it's the target planning concept, which is dreams plus planning equal goals. And it's all about dreams. Dreams like vacations, time with family, church and charity, financial freedom, new cars or houses, stability, less stress. The dreams are often like puffy clouds. You try to get your hands around them and they vaporize, right? 95% of people in the Western world never reach their goals. Why? Because they don't set them in the first place. So that's why setting and achieving dreams that are important to you as a leader is so important, because if your team members are feeling fulfilled in their lives, you're going to be getting the best of their abilities in the workplace. And so this particular technique is something that should be done on a yearly basis or as needed, and it will really uncover your team members' someday goals. And then you can work those back all the way to a weekly basis to basically help them. They have to think big. They have to aim high. They have to act bold. And when you get people to do that, they really are going to achieve high, high levels of success, and it's so important for you as a leader to help them do that, again, succeeding through other people. So we're going to talk a little bit about that target planning concept, and target planning from someday to today, and how you can work that backwards with them and what that exercise actually looks like. And then I'm going to talk about creating a balanced life, or frequent counterbalances, which is really what it is. We're going to talk about that because that's really important as well for you to understand and also for your team members. And then we're going to move into the next session. It will be the following Friday, into a couple other tools. One is the behavioral assessment idea, which I'm just going to touch on a little bit because there's many behavioral assessments out there that you could utilize that are going to help do the trick. But we're just going to talk about why that's important and how you can do it. And then we're going to really talk about the consultative interview. And we're going to talk about, it's so important for you to understand and have a planned conversation with your team member that feels very caring, and yet it's very candid, right? We talked about that, care and candor, that there's a relationship, and yet it's also business. And so it's really, in my opinion, better than a performance review tool. It's really, because that just hits the surface, where this consultative interview seeks to move the conversation beyond, just the perfunctionary nature of forms and into more of a meaningful exchange that's informed by the team member's behavioral style, their training, their critical dials, their target planning goals, their book, all the things that we've talked about. So it's going to be really important because truly, and Walt Disney says this, there's great comfort and inspiration in the feeling of close human relationships and its bearing on our mutual fortunes. In other words, when there is that relationship, there's so much more stability, comfort, and inspiration that happens, and there is so much more that we can reap from the rewards in terms of together how much money we make. We all win more together, but that relationship is a key piece of it. So that consultative interview technique is something that's very, very in my opinion, very impactful. So that's going to be the end of this particular series. Then we're just going to do a little session to kind of put it all together into how do you implement what you've actually learned. And that's going to be the end of this particular series. I hope you're enjoying it. Again, if there's anything from this series that I can send to you, just reach out to me. I'm happy to do that. And I look forward to seeing you back here live with Coaching with Carrie on Blog Talk Radio next Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great weekend.